Lamp. Lamp.
I think it knows it's a lamp.
No, I want it to turn on. Lamp! Do you need a ride to school?
Nah, Freddy's mom's gonna drive us. And look what I'm gonna hand in today.
You finished your history report?
No, I finished the greatest history report in the history of history reports.
Nice. So, what's it?
Don't touch it! Sorry. I just have to keep this report looking absolutely perfect. I've never worked harder on anything in my life. And guess what?
What? Lamp? What?
If I get an A on this, that means I'll get an A for the semester. Which means I'll have straight A's on my report card for the first time ever!
I'm very proud of you. Lamp!
Yeah?
Why won't it work?
Let me see the instructions.
Good luck, they're in Japanese.
Oh, well, did you try saying lamp in Japanese?
I did not. What's the Japanese word for lamp?
Looks like rampu.
Okay. Rampu. Rampu. Rampu!
Hey!
It works.
Yeah, you just gotta say it like a really angry Japanese man.
Rampu! Come try.
Rampu!
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 In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I know you see somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful. Live life, breathe air. I know somehow we're gonna get there and feel so wonderful.
And subsequently, this was interpreted as a violation of their rights to freedom of religious expression, as granted in the Letter of Majesty issued by Emperor Rudolf II in 1609.
Mr. Devlin!
No, I will not slow down. This leads us to the calamitous events which serve as a daunting precursor to the ignominious defenestration of Prague. I've graded your reports, so you can pick them up on your way out.
Awful, hideous, bad, terrible. Congratulations, Carly. Your report was outstanding, the best in the class.
Really? That's so great, because you gave me a B? But I thought you said it was the best in the class.
It was, but it was printed on three-hole paper, which I hate.
You on paper that's completely hole-free.
Reports can only be submitted once, silly little truffle.
But this means I'll get a B+ for the semester.
Yes. Congratulations.
I'd like to punch three holes in him. That's what I'd like to do.
Tell you what. On the next iCarly, we tell everyone to go egg Mr. Devlin's house.
Nah, he'd probably like it, because eggs don't have three holes.
I told you not to take his class.
Yes, thank you, Freddy.
Well, if it isn't my straight-A little sister, Carly.
Don't call me Carly, because I...
To celebrate your straight A's, I'm making you a giant A! Made out of a bunch of smaller A's that I found.
Spencer.
Your A is gonna be huge. And when it's all done...
I'm not getting straight A's. Mr. Devlin gave me a B on my report, even though he said it was flawless.
And why'd you get a B?
Because I printed it on three-hole paper.
Mr. Devlin's like the strictest teacher in school.
Yeah, I know. He used to be lunchroom monitor. He gave me detention.
For?
Playing with my fruit.
Listen, it was really cool of you to make this big A for me, but would you mind taking it apart?
Carly.
Seriously, if I'm not gonna get straight A's, then I'd rather not be reminded of what almost was.
Aw, who needs a hug?
Me.
Hey, how do you turn this lamp on?
Rabu!
Ah! Principal Franklin, Sam is here for her regular Tuesday appointment.
Send her in. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Ted.
Sam?
Good morning, Principal Franklin.
Thank you. Now, what trouble have you gotten in over the past week?
Let's see. I got yelled at by Miss Briggs for getting an F on a quiz.
And why did you fail the quiz?
I didn't know the answers.
Right. Next.
I got kicked out of the cafeteria for slapping Gibby with a piece of pizza.
Why did you slap Gibby with a piece of pizza?
I found it on the floor. I wasn't gonna eat it.
Sam.
Excuse me, Principal Franklin. I am trying to enter the report card grades into the system, but it's not letting me log in.
Well, you can log in using my username.
That would be wonderful.
Yes, let's see if it's working. Sam, just sit quietly and try not to break anything.
No promises.
My username is Big Teddy.
Big Teddy.
My password is corncake 21. There, working fine.
Thank you. I'll get started on it.
Wait, I spilled some syrup on my tie. Do you know anything about removing stains?
Yes, I took a course on stain removal in community college.
Excellent. Sam, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Have fun with your stain.
Guess what? Is this about that new bacon-flavored bubble gum?
No. They have that?
Yeah. But just tell me what you're all whipped up about.
First, you gotta swear you won't tell anybody.
I swear.
No, you gotta ankle swear.
Okay, go. I swear.
Now tell me. I changed your grade in the school's computer.
You changed it! Why'd you do that?
So you'll get the straight A's you deserve.
You changed my B plus
to an A plus. And I changed two of my D's to B's. And I even bumped up one of Freddie's grades.
Why?
I owe him $40 and I figure now we're even.
Sam!
You know you deserve straight A's.
Yeah, but not this way. I gotta go tell Principal Franklin.
You can't! You swore we shook ankles.
Well, can I at least tell Freddy?
Why?
Because this involves him, too.
Dude.
I'll make him swear not to tell.
Ah! I have to tell!
You can't tell!
I have to tell!
No!
Ah, let go of me!
You promised!
Ah, Carly!
Freddy!
Ah, no!
Let me up!
Not if you're gonna tell on Sam.
Then you tell.
No, I swore to Sam. We have to come up with a way to fix this without telling on Sam.
Why would Sam change my grade and make it better? She hates me.
She said it would get her out of paying you $40.
Aw, I'm not gonna get my $40.
Focus, Freddy! How do we change our grades back before the report cards go out?
Well, if I could get access to the school's network, I could do it from my laptop. There's a T5 jack in the computer lab I could tap into.
Okay. Tomorrow in class, I'll distract Mr. Wembley, and then you can go do your techie fix-it stuff.
Right. Oh, and, just for the record, the only reason you pinned me down like that was because I wasn't ready.
Are you ready now?
Yeah. Why? You think...
Can we please not tell anyone about this?
Now, everyone, please complete exercises number 7 and 9.
What about number 8?
I'm in charge!
Okay, I'll distract Mr. Wembley. You go tap into the B5 line.
T5.
It matters! Just go. Mr. Wembley, I have a question about my computer.
Yes, Carly?
Hello, Mr. T5 line. You're about to get ready.
What's your question?
Why are there 2 shift keys?
Just do your work, please. I have to go back and zap my pee.
Oh!
Oh! Carly!
What happened? Did I faint?
Yes, are you all right?
It happens all the time. It's no big deal.
Huh. All right. I'm just gonna go back to my desk.
Oh!
Oh!
Okay, generating random codes. Sweet, we're past the school's firewall, which gives us access to everything. Man, look at all this information.
Hey, look, it's Principal Franklin's birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Is that the lunch menu for this week?
Yeah, why?
Would it kill anyone if we changed spinach to tater tots?
Tater tots it is. Okay, here we go, student grades. Scrolling down to Shay, Carly.
CSA!
Put your hands where I can see them.
Okay.
Yes, sirs!
Who are you guys?
Computer Security Agency. Step away from that laptop.
What's this about?
You 2 kids go to Ridgeway Junior High?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We were advised that there was a breach in your school's computer network this afternoon, and we tracked it back to your wireless uplink.
You 2, we're in a whole lot of trouble.
We're going to need to speak to a parent or a legal guardian.
Spencer!
I am in the bathtub!
Are we under arrest?
Are you gonna take us to juvie?
I don't wanna go to juvie!
They're gonna take us to juvie!
This just doesn't make any sense. I've been their school principal for 3 years, and I am telling you, Carly and Freddie are very well-behaved students.
Look, somebody attached that wireless uplink to your school's T5 line, and we traced it back to this location.
Would any of you gentlemen like some Wahoo Punch?
We have to tell them.
We can't. I promised Sam, and you promised me.
But they're gonna...
A promise is a promise.
But I...
A promise is a promise!
Would you 2 please come over here?
Carly, Freddie, these men insist that you 2 were trying to hack into our school's computer network.
We did hack into the school network.
We did? We did.
Carly?
Why?
Well, we wanted to know when your birthday was.
Right. We heard it was today.
And we just wanted to be sure.
So we could give you a present.
There, you see? I told you these kids wouldn't be up to anything mischievous. So, what did you get me?
What?
You said you had a present for me?
Yes. Wait here.
Why'd you have to mention a present?
You brought up the birthday thing.
But we don't have a present.
Why is it my fault?
You brought up the present.
Well, what are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Ow.
Oh, my goodness, a microwave oven?
Yep.
1,100 watts.
It's a good one.
Well, I just heard our report cards were mailed out yesterday.
Great. So that's it then. No changing our grades back.
I feel dirty.
Hey, Carly. Hey, for Edward. What's your guys' problem?
You are.
We tried to change our grades back, and two goons from the computer security agency showed up at my house.
Did you guys rat me out?
No.
We had to lie and give away my microwave oven.
1,100 watts!
Well, look on the bright side. There was a screw-up in the cafeteria. They got tater tots.
Can you not see how upset we are?
We don't care about taters.
Even in tot form.
You made us lie to Principal Franklin.
To keep your dirty little secret. I feel so guilty.
Look, I promise it gets easier. Soon you'll be able to lie and feel nothing at all.
Hey.
You liar!
What?
You said you weren't gonna get straight A's, but you did!
Yeah, well, oh!
Report cards came in the mail?
Yeah! I guess Mr. Devlin gave you what you deserved, after all. I'm so proud of you!
You should be. She earned that grade.
Yeah, whatever.
Ooh! And check it out! I've almost entirely rebuilt your A sculpture! It'll be a permanent reminder of what you did!
Ain't that the truth?
And I called Dad, told him about your straight A's.
No.
Yes! And he told me to go out and buy you this. It's a big TV for your room!
Yay.
How come you don't look excited?
I am. It's just, I already have so many nice things. Can't we give that to a hobo or something?
No. Hobos can't afford cable.
Carly.
I'm going upstairs.
She's a little upset.
Why is she upset?
Because hobos can't afford cable! Hi.
Hey. What up with the hoodie and sun... Man, you look horrible.
Thanks. Girls love hearing that.
I didn't mean...
It's okay. I know I look horrible. I didn't sleep at all last night.
The report card thing?
Yes! The guilt is killing me!
I know. Me too.
And like it wasn't bad enough, Spencer put a gigantic new TV in my room. How can I sleep when I got 42 inches of high-def guilt staring at me all night? And look at my fingernails!
Gross! What happened to him?
I chewed him off! Right down to the nub! I'm a 13-year-old girl and I've got the fingers of a hobo! Did you know they can't afford cable?
Hey, Carls, come here. You made the top 10.
The honors list?
Yep. Oh, you pushed Karen Yamakawa right off the list.
Congratulations, Carly.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Sam.
And I'm guilty.
Carly.
And I'm Carly.
And this web show now comes with twice the comedy.
And only half the fat of a regular web show.
Okay, so lately tons of you people have been coming here to iCarly.com and sending us lots of cool videos. So we thought we'd kick off tonight's show with an amazing one. Carly? Carly?
Well, if it isn't my straight-A little sister, Carly!
Soon you'll be able to lie and feel nothing at all.
Your A is gonna be huge!
Congratulations, Carly!
Hobos can't afford cable.
That's it! I can't take it anymore! Spencer!
Hey, I thought iCarly...
I didn't really get straight A's.
Huh?
Mr. Devlin gave me a B+, then Sam changed my grade in the school's computer. Freddie and I tried to change it back, but then we got caught. That's why the CSA came here. I lied to Principal Franklin. I made Karen Yamakawa cry and my hair's falling out. Look it!
So I have to take apart my big A again?
Tell me what to do!
Why can't you tell Principal Franklin the truth?
Because I promised Sam I wouldn't tell anybody.
Did you ankle shake on him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, are you all right?
What happened?
Sam, I'm sorry. I told Spencer everything.
What kind of world do we live in where an ankle shake means nothing anymore?
I didn't want to break my promise, but the guilt was eating me alive. What do I do?
Come on, you're a smart little Carly. See, you should know sometimes doing what's right is more important than keeping a promise. One more thing.
What?
There's an A stuck to your butt.
I
have to tell you something.
All right.
I changed my grade in honors history because I thought I deserved an A. Then I felt bad about it, so I tried to change it back, but the CSA stopped me before I could, and then I lied to you about your birthday, which I really didn't care about at all.
So you want the microwave back?
No, you can keep the microwave. But I feel terrible about this whole thing, and I just want to make it right.
I see. And you were the one who changed your grade to an A in the school's computer?
Yes, sir.
Because Freddie just told me that he was the one who hacked the school's computer and changed your grade to an A.
Aya. Okay, it was me, all right. I hacked the computer and I changed the grades.
Now that I believe.
And the only reason they didn't tell on me was because I made them promise not to. And I was wrong to do that to a friend.
Thanks. So, are we in trouble?
I get to keep the microwave?
It's all yours.
Then I think under the circumstances, you and Freddie are off the hook.
Awesome.
Thanks.
But as for Sam...
Yeah, don't get all dramatic. Just hit me with it.
Detention. Twice a week. For 6 weeks. I'm sorry, Sam.
Hey. I gotta learn my lesson.
Time for assembly. Shall we?
Let's make my detention once a week or 2 weeks. On the other hand, I'm Sam.
And this is iCarly.
Voted the number one web show in the world.